"Hey there," that's Cody's favorite thing to say at the office to people that he sees. The podcast recording you're about to hear on Cody's track has the soothing background sounds of a fish tank. So just wanted to get out in front of that. I don't need anybody to tell me that there's a fish tank sound or the sound of water in the background. No one is going pee regularly throughout the episode. It's just a fish tank. And in the future, the fish tank will not be there, probably, assuming Cody remembers to turn it off in the future. Anyway, here's the episode.
I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter. It's been a while. Okay. Cody, what episode is this?
What's funny is I have it up every week, and I'm going to say it's episode 54 per Instagram.
The website is even correct, so...
Good job. I don't even use the website anymore because it's creepy that you know when I'm on there.
It's not that creepy. Brett knew. Oh, I mean, Bird XD, but if you're on the chat, so we're streaming to Twitch, the first time I've ever done anything like that. I never thought I would say that. Somebody's like running water upstairs. Okay, anyway, which is strange. I'm supposed to be the only one home right now.
That's super creepy.
Somebody has broken in to use the restroom upstairs, apparently.
Streaming your murder right now. It's going to be exciting. Everyone record this.
Maybe. Oh, and now everybody is going to be able to see, because I didn't turn it off. In this room, there are smart lights that will... There's a motion sensor, so they will, at some point in 60 minutes, they will turn themselves off. So we'll see. Well, 60 minutes from when they turned on, which was before we started this, so... Jay says The best murders are on Twitch, or yep. Dr. Ned.
I believe it. I'm excited for this. I'm not excited to do all your work at work, but...
What do you mean?
Worth it.
When will that be?
If you get murdered, you're not coming to work.
Yeah, I guess.
You'll figure out a way.
So this is, did you say the right number? Bert XD? No head. Bert said the right number, and you did not say any number?
I'm very confused as to what we're talking about at this point.
The number of episode on our podcast. Can you see my video now on Skype?
I totally said 54. Yes, I do not like seeing... Can we turn that ish off?
Ish?
I've got you in two different places. One's 5 seconds behind.
And Skype is behind too. I think Skype is just sharing the same exact feed as... Yeah, I'm going to turn that off for you.
That is awful. Oh, boy. Yeah, so anyways, we are on episode 54. Bert said it as well. He was helping us out.
Add to auto host. I don't know what that means. I don't know how
to... really should have
practiced
this before
you started
recording.
Jay's going to have to
help
me figure this out later. It is episode 54. We talked a little bit, I think, last week. It was... I don't think it was totally official. And we had a guest last week, so it wasn't exactly the, like...
Yeah, a lot of things changing.
What am I trying to say?
You got it.
No.
Take a deep breath.
It wasn't... I don't need to take a deep breath. You take a deep breath. It wasn't, like, the goal of the show to talk about the big change. It's not a big change. We joined a network. If you go to our website, not very many people do, because I get a notification anytime anyone goes to our website. And it's like a handful of people, whatever. Anyway, we put it on our website. We posted it on Instagram, which is where we get most interaction from these days and ever, that we have joined the Halfway Network.
Pretty darn exciting.
Jay is still, in theory, in the chat, who is part of the Halfway Network. Halfwaynetwork.com. You should go. And at some point, we'll have like a little... It'll be part of our... At the beginning or the end or whatever. It'll say something about that. And we'll tell you about the other shows that are on that network. There's a few right now, and there's more coming. So anyway, somebody is contacting me right now on Instagram.
You're getting way too popular for your own good, Mark.
I got to turn all this off. Now I'm getting notifications on my phone from Twitch. I don't know why. halfwaynetwork.com. That's the podcast network we're on. It's starting now.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It looks super duper legit.
Cody, what do you know about Halfway Network?
What do I know about it?
Yeah, tell us all the things that you know about the Halfway Network podcast network.
I know there are three shows on it right now.
Are you,
I know
you just logo, at the website right now? That's what you're at?
Shh. I know their logo is a mic with a spilt cup. Is there a story behind that, Mark?
Have you not listened to Halfway to Thundertown like I told you that you should?
We've talked about this, Mark.
You know that Jay is in the chat, or has been in the chat.
I know, but it gets too distracting hearing real people talk. I need to listen to NPR when I'm at work so I can get work done.
Oh, NPR is fake people? Is that what you're saying?
They're robots. It's not real people. Yes. Okay. They're robots.
Do you know... Okay, Cody, here's a quick quiz. On the Halfway to Thundertown podcast, what are the names of the four people that are on it?
Jay.
Uh-huh.
And Jay's three friends.
You don't know the other people?
No, I can see them. I see some very illustrated photos of them. Someone drew those. I don't know.
Jay says technically half of Thundertown is fake people, which is true. But you could at least know the fake people's names. Jay, Chad, Cayman, Annie. Sometimes other people are on there. Those are only four.
I'm super confused. Like, are there actual fake people in there now?
You gotta listen and then you'll know.
I got homework to do.
I can't give you everything, Cody.
You usually do though. Every time we're at work, you'll tell me what's going on with everything and your podcast.
Yeah. In my podcast? Halfway to Thundertown is not my podcast.
No, but the podcast that you're listening to in your ear, because you keep it in your ear 8 hours a day at work so you can ignore everyone else.
I don't know what Paul Mitchell looks like, Bert. That could be... four viewers. I don't know who they are. It doesn't tell me. I don't know how Twitch works.
It's okay. Don't get distracted. So that's a pretty big deal that we're on Halfway Network.
Yeah.
It's a very cool website that has, right now, three different podcasts on there, all in one simple place.
Bert
Good
says
job.
Big
I'm
news,
shocked
boys.
that domain was available.
Why are you shocked? Bert passed ICND1 on Tuesday. Bert passed ICND1 on Tuesday. 942 out of 1,000. That's pretty good. I don't know anything about that test.
I really hope there are not 1,000 questions on there.
Probably 1,000 points. It's like the state bar.
Oh my gosh.
Jay says they killed
I got to stop looking, Mark. Okay, some other big news.
Jay says they killed the previous owners of the Halfway Network domain to get it.
Yep. So we're on halfwaynetwork.com.
Oh, first half of CCNA. Cool. Yep, halfwaynetwork.com. We'll have more info for you. There's so I have listened to our podcast and Halfway to Thundertown. Cody clearly has not. And there's another podcast that Annie and her friend are doing, like more pop culture, that hasn't put any episodes out, but I'm interested in that because Annie's a funny lady. So we'll see when that gets posted.
And then what's different about this podcast? Because I feel as though we've done a lot of talking about what we're hosting on right now and what's going on. But the listeners who are listening later on will have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, probably. We'll see how much of this gets cut. Cody, you're going to edit the podcast this week, right?
Do I just post it?
What do you mean what's different about this podcast, this episode?
Yes, the fact that we're streaming on Twitch.
I feel like I definitely said that at the beginning.
Yeah, way before our little intro thing, which you cut out everything beforehand.
I don't think that's true. We're streaming on Twitch.
No, I don't like that there's people here to confirm whether or not something's true anymore.
They probably can't remember.
We need to get rid of those peeps.
No. Can you ban them? We only have two, so.
How do we ban people?
I don't know how Twitch works.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on. Anything fun from work?
From work? No. What do you mean?
What is happening? That's what you... Okay, do your thing. Let me back up. Don't want to step on your toes here.
What did you do this week, Cody? If you could see... If you were watching the stream right now, you would see me roll my eyes at you, Cody.
I had to pause the stream because it was getting too distracting. Now I'm looking at
my middle finger?
YouTube homepage.
Is that what you're looking at? Oh.
So yeah, you put too much pressure on me. I don't remember what I did the past week.
You don't know what you did in the past week?
What did you do?
That's amnesia.
I have a terrible memory. Hold on. I feel like I did something. Nope. Didn't do anything.
Well, I hung out with guess who?
Mark with a C.
Yep.
Nice.
We just saw Into the Spider-Verse. I had seen it before. Have you seen Into the Spider-Verse, Cody?
No, I want to. I wouldn't expect that to be a movie you would see. Did Mark force you?
No.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, I saw it with AJ's family at like Christmas time, I think. And then we saw it last night. It's really good. Spider-Man. Like it's his last name.
Spider-Man.
I don't like all the Spider-Man stuff.
Did you see a new trailer came out for Spider-Man, like the live action?
Spider-Man, the live action.
Like, not the cartoon version you just watched. They have a new Spider-Man coming out.
No. Is it Tom Holland still?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you not like him?
He's fine. I don't like him in the, like, whatever, Avengers movies.
He's a child. I think it's kind of nice that he's a child.
I guess.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He's cocky.
Anyway, I saw Spider Into the Spider-Verse. Went out to a bar. Went to a Thai restaurant in Royal Oak. The Thai restaurant, have you been? I don't know what it's called. Ahai, Ahan, something like that. Anyway, it was good.
Nice.
And you still don't know what you did in the past 7 days?
Nope. I worked for two of them. Nope. I probably worked for more of them. Yeah. I don't think I really did anything.
Boring. What a boring life you lead.
I know. Right now, it's getting extra boring. It's okay, though. I'm fine with that.
At some point, I'm going to put in... I mean, you'll hear about it when I say it, but it's not going to be like an actual break, but I'm going to say, now we're going to take a break, and then I'll probably insert something about the network or the shows or whatever. So prepare yourself for that, Cody.
You're going to put commercials
I'm not
going to
say it live
the
on the Twitch TV, on the Twitch stream, but I'll probably put it in
commercials.
There.
Commercials. What's happening?
You're going to read the copy for it, right, Cody?
Yeah. It's going to take me 14 hours to get it right.
Doon, doon, doon. Okay. I'm surprised all this
cool
is working.
Tickets? I only have one.
Cool tickets? Go ahead.
Okay, it wasn't actually a ticket, but the number of team members that have reached out to us. So recently we've been having an issue with our case management, our CRM software, where it takes a long time to load. We know the issue. We know what's causing it. We don't know a solution. So we've been telling team members one by one what to do when things are starting to lock up. So it finally got to the point where I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to send it to everyone. I sent it and all staff to the entire team. Put very important information in there as to how to handle it. And since I've sent it out, I've had three team members reach out to me and complain that that piece of software is freezing up on them. And it's so hard to resist blowing up on them because they just simply ignore or delete all of our IT emails we send them.
I've got for the Twitch stream, speaking of, I'm going to just move my mouth so it seems like I'm saying what you're saying anytime you talk because nobody can see you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm not gonna.
I mean, I can get like a really old VGA webcam.
VGA webcam?
That.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it like 480 by something?
What?
Like before megapixel, there was what is VGA?
I don't know. I don't know why you're saying these things. Why can't you just get a USB camera?
Yeah, I want to get a VGA because I want it to be blurry. I want it to be classic. 640 by 480 pixels.
Bert says their Exchange server died last weekend.
I don't have nice hair like that. Oof.
Like you have your own, you host your own Exchange. We do hosted Exchange with Office 365. It's way easier for us.
Yeah, because our IT company doesn't allow us any opportunity.
I feel like if we hosted it ourselves, especially on the hardware that they have, that would be a nightmare. That would not work.
Maybe this new hardware, though.
Probably not. I doubt it's going to be top of the line.
Server upgrade.
Okay, so now I'm going to read the Reddit stories. It might be more difficult, Cody, for you to find the common thread in these, but whatever, I don't care. Hello underscore this underscore is underscore IT is the one who wrote this. Who writes? 20 hours ago. Multiple complaints from a user to IT support. A user who's notorious for making outrageous requests through our ticket system strikes again tonight. She sent an email detailing the things she wants changed to her workstation immediately. These items include making her wallpaper darker, but not the monitor. She wants her icons bigger. She wants the text on the icons gone. She wants her phone moved from the right side of her computer monitor to the left side of her computer monitor. She wants her new email notification to also ding her phone to let her know there's a new email waiting for her on her desktop. She made it clear that she does not want to be able to access said email from her phone. User complained that the distance she has to lean forward to tap her proximity badge on the badge reader is unacceptable and she wants it moved forward to the front edge of her desk. She wants her computer dusted every week before Monday morning because she has allergies and can't breathe dust. The computer intake fans are filtered. She wants a new keyboard once a month due to, quote, wear and tear, and the same goes for her mouse. This email was received earlier this evening on January 15th, so that was yesterday, and everyone had a good laugh and ignored it. I work alone on my shift and I get a call from the exact user. Hello, this is IT. Did you get my email that I sent detailing all the things I need with my computer? Don't worry, I read it. but it's REDDIT. And I'll be sure to apply the information to the TFTS so that people will get on it immediately. Good. Be sure that you do. TFTS is Tales from Tech Support. Anyway, and then I came here to fulfill what I said I'd do. Okay, that's one. Cody?
Okay, no, I wasn't sure if there was more to it. Oh, boy. I think the worst part is that we have users like that, or we've had users like that, but they'll make all of those requests after being with us for a day. And those are Mark's favorite kind of people.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't even started working or finished training. I need everything in my office rearranged. Okay, well, you won't be here in 1 week's time. This was written by My Other Side 1984 2 weeks ago. So this just happened, and most of it was me being stubborn, stupid, and lazy all at once, but also me being new and curious how the system works. Our team is a massive and consists of multi-divisions, groups, and people. I'm relatively new and wanted to help out an end user a bit quicker by traversing the bullshit and going to the top a bit quicker than an end user would. I ended up calling the, quote, front desk of another tech department since I didn't have a direct line to someone higher up who would answer. Them, tech support, how can I help? Hey, I'm tech support too and need help with an Adobe license. Okay, the best bet is to submit a ticket to tech support for software. Can I just talk to someone who works with insert other tech who deals with software and is out of the office for the holidays? Sure, I'll need to verify you work for tech support too. Can I get your name and birthday? Sure, gives the info to them. Okay, please hold. 15 minutes of holding, 30 minutes into the call. New person. Hello, tech support. Sorry for holding. How can I help you? Hey, been waiting a while. I'm tech support and wanted to talk to someone who handles licensing for Adobe software. Oh, you'll have to submit a ticket. What kind of ticket? A tech support ticket. Here, go to this website and fill out this form. Me, playfully going along just for laps. This form, the first blank asks, which tech team to submit this to? Who should I pick? Oh, name's my tech team. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to submit a tech ticket to myself. Oh, your tech support? Look, I'll just talk to manager when he gets back in. Oh, it'll be faster to submit a ticket. To myself? I can show you how. And that is how I ended up not getting an answer after an hour.
I'm not seeing a theme other than getting really annoyed really fast. It's a more abstract theme.
I'll tell you what it is if you can't guess it. Okay, one more. If it loads. Send nudes, I'm horny. 2 days ago wrote this.
Oh my gosh, Mark.
No thanks. Oh, for some reason, my tablet decided to give me a breaking weather warning. Anyway, so send nudes, I'm horny 2 days ago wrote.
Mark, stop. What was their name?
A manager who's out of touch with reality says, out of touch. Hello, I want to cancel company name service, the services that we are buying. Now, since I did not only tech but sales in this fun position, I had to ask, why are you moving elsewhere? No, why, comma, are you moving elsewhere? We can most likely give you at least the same price and there will be no hassle of migrating. No, we ain't migrating. We will cut the service because everything works already, so we don't need you. You won't be able to use your current systems if we cut the service, but if you are sure, please mail termination request at address. It'll be processed as soon as we get it. Didn't think much about it till we actually got the request. Cue the call. Why is nothing working after termination? And to this day, I still wonder why won't canceled stuff still work?
So, real quick, I don't know what the heck the theme is again, other than being really annoyed or tech support not actually helping. But on that same line, I remember when we cut over to our new internet service provider and our phone provider, and the new provider forgot to port over 90 of our phone numbers. No. It was all of our toll-free phone numbers, our actual business phone numbers. Nothing got ported over. So we were without our business phone number for about 3 months straight. It was awful.
Yeah, that was great. That was real good. Three viewers. It keeps going from four to three to two, and I still can't tell who they are.
It's exciting.
Because I don't know how Twitch works.
What is this theme? So the theme is...
Be careful what you ask for, especially the first lady. She asked for nonsense and she's not getting shit.
No. And just be lucky you don't have Mark, because Mark will end up doing some malicious stuff to your computer.
And then mostly the last one is like, you ask for termination, but you still want it to work. You're dumb. We don't have, like, because we don't provide Cody and I do IT, but we don't like, we're not an IT company. Like that's not our main, our primary or main function necessarily to be like IT for a separate business. So anyway, we don't have to worry about that necessarily.
So that's good. Like IT junior.
IT junior? On-site IT is what I would say, not IT junior.
I think IT junior sounds better. We can't do everything. We can't do a lot of things.
Bert, so they have two exchange servers. Oh. And a large medical company, 400 plus offices.
Oof.
Been a treat re-indexing the exchange server. That sucks. Twitch won't show who the viewers are unless they chatted at least once during the stream, and at which point you can run a search against the chat. That sounds like a lot of trouble.
Should we hire Bert to be our Twitch administrator?
Yeah.
He knows his ish.
Yeah, Cody still won't swear. Anytime that you like do a fake swear, like a Christian swear, I'm just gonna insert the actual word. That's not gonna, that's not gonna take a long time at all. This episode will be up in 4 weeks' time because that's gonna take forever to update.
I'm gonna try to say so many cool words.
Cool words? Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Like poop. Gee Heck. Golly. Holy cannolis.
Okay, so now it's time for this.
Breaking news.
I don't know how loud that is on Twitch. We'll see. Bert will tell us. Let's see. So January 15th of a particular year, Wikipedia goes online. Wikipedia, a free wiki content encyclopedia, goes online. Door-to-door encyclopedia sales people mourn while bookshelves everywhere suddenly have more room for other books. What year, Cody, and or the Twitch people, did Wikipedia go online?
I'm not going to look at Twitch people because they probably know their stuff. I'm going to say, I feel like it was when I was in middle school.
So last year?
Because that was when we had to, we were told not to use it.
Jay has a halfway to Thundertown guess. And Bert has a real guess.
2003.
Well, Bert wins with his guess of the year 2000. The correct answer is 2001.
Oh.
Isn't that sad? So there are people.
1654.
You're just not seeing that. Yeah, that's a halfway to Thundertown question. Hey, Cody, are you drinking this time?
No.
Is that a yes
or
no?
I threw away my boxed wine. I left it in here from the last week when we
Franzia.
When we did podcasting. Or no, 2 weeks ago. So it sat there and
I thought it was bad. A week ago yesterday?
When did we last do remote podcasting?
A week ago yesterday. Cody's losing time. A week ago. Bert says ding dang.
Ding dong.
Oh, is that the response that you're supposed to give to ding dang?
Yeah, anytime someone says ding ding, you say ding dong.
Oh, weird.
More breaking news, one after another. Yeah.
Breaking news. January 14th of what year was the first car built on an assembly line? The first car to be built on an assembly line was completed today, a Model T Ford. You probably knew that, maybe, if you know anything about history, Cody. What year was the first assembly line car built?
I'm going to say 1880.
Are you just going... Oh, Bert doesn't know.
I can't see Twitch, so...
Oh, don't look at it because you might guess it.
I know. I don't have it up. We're good.
Jay has a guess. Jay is over. Bert has no guess. What did you say? 1840?
1880.
The correct answer is 1914.
Wow, I expected way better of us.
I mean, 1920 was close. Then? It was still over, but we do.
The assembly line.
Yeah. It wasn't the first car ever made.
Yeah.
So close.
First car ever made was 1880.
Yet so far away. So you're not drinking, Cody? Is that what you said?
I am not drinking tonight.
Sad.
I apologize if I failed you.
I didn't smoke, but I have so much stuff going on right here that I don't feel like it would be a good idea for somebody has to keep it together.
No.
Bert says he was Bert says he was 6 years old then. He should have known. In 1914. Delayed reaction.
Sorry, I have to go back and read the Twitch. Even though you're doing it, you're not doing the greatest job.
Hey, fuck you.
No. Ding, you're dang doing you. Great. Ding, dang, ding, dong. Ding, dang, dong.
I don't know why you're saying that. Anyway.
So, yeah, I think you should have Mark C. Mark with a C, not Mark
I invited him. He didn't want to come.
He could administer like the podcast in. While you do your stuff. I'll drink vodka and water. We'll be good.
The problem is, it's like a different night every time we do it. So
no, it's not. Well, okay.
Yeah, last
right.
week
it's
was Tuesday. The week
night.
Before that was Saturday. Today's Wednesday.
It's supposed to be Tuesday night, but Mark had a prior obligation.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was something I wanted to do more. So whatever. That's the same thing as
you,
a prior obligation,
let's
right?
Let's be real. You want to do anything more than this?
That's not true. Hey, Cody, remember that time I asked you to program an episode and then you refused?
That's every time.
Kappa. I don't know what that means. There's a little picture, though.
Gamma.
Nope. Not sure why I said that. Okay, here's where we're going to take a break. And we're back.
Hey, oh, that was so nice of you.
What do you mean, what was so nice?
You just calling me out there. Okay, to those on Twitch right now that, you know, no, it's garbage. So those that didn't get to hear us on the break, Mark was calling me out for not doing anything with the podcast. But in reality,
you do so much. Is that what you're going to say?
No. I have zero. When this podcast becomes famous, Mark gets 100% of the money.
You know what the best part is right now?
I really don't.
That I've got to go back and fucking edit in all of the sound from the soundboard because that track was not recording this whole time.
Oh, well, there weren't too many. You didn't actually play any like funny ones of me.
That was it. And then that music. That's fine.
Yeah. And then breaking news.
Nope. That's a thing that you say every time live and you like to pretend that it's recorded, but it's not.
Oh, we are on a network. That is a pretty big jump start. I can't tell if that's a physical threat when someone says to hope we blow up.
Probably. It's Bert. He's
Gosh,
pretty violent.
Darn Bert.
From what
Dangerous.
I recall.
Violent.
Danger, Will Robinson. Okay, here's our... Oh, wait. Which one do you like the best, Cody? This one?
Yahoo!
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. It is. Oh, wait. You like this
What's
one?
What's the other one?
Yahoo!
That,
I'm not
I don't
playing
like
either
of them.
One of them.
Let's
of them
be
again.
Real. They're both
okay,
rough.
So... user Bolton asks,
hello Bolton.
Let's see, or I'm gonna open it up. I forget which category. In the category Facebook,
come on Bolton.
My old friend Tara won't talk to me, period, question mark. Additional details.
Oof.
She unfollowed me on Instagram. She wouldn't text me back. She won't accept my friend requests on Facebook. She deletes my comments on Facebook. She and I were really close. She lives in Arizona and I live in New York. What do I do?
You weren't close physically, so you're not going to be able to do much. The fact that you ended your question with a period question mark hurts my soul because you couldn't take the half of a second to delete that period. So I'm not going to give you too much advice other than sounds like you're 12. Give her parents a call. Explain the situation.
Oh, I already closed it. I was going to see how long they've been on Yahoo Answers. People create a Yahoo Answers account just to ask one question.
Yep, so and then they never do it again. And to create a Yahoo Answers account, do you have to have a Yahoo account?
I don't remember what Jay said to me earlier today. He's not good at technology or something, computers, something like that. Anyway, that he would be one of the people that posted on Yahoo Answers and that we would make fun of.
Ooh. Well, you play a scavenger hunt where he posts a question and we have to find it amongst the millions
God.
Of questions there.
That's not a good scavenger hunt since I would be the one
forever.
Doing it.
Yeah, bingo.
User Anonymous will call Jumpin' Jehoshaphat asks, can a computer die without warning?
Yes, all the time.
Everything's fine for years, then it suddenly dies and takes all of your files with it? Yeah, of course it can. That's why
there
you back
like,
up. You have to back yep. up or you deserve to lose everything. And that's why you're
surge.
Anonymous.
You could have the computer on and try to change the memory out while it's still on. That's a bad
yeah.
idea. There's a lot of things you can put water on it.
Okay.
It'll die. If you breathe on it too hard, sometimes it'll die. Mark taught me that having too much or what was it? Too much or too little? Too little humidity.
Both. Both is bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, both is bad because it means it's raining in your computer. But If you have too little humidity, boom, gonna blow up.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's what you get, jumping Jehamathy or whatever you call it.
Jehoshaphat. User Justin asks, which languages should I learn to be a hacker?
English. Chinese.
I don't think that's what he was going for.
Russian. What are some of the, I don't know, the Korean? Any of those? Mandarin?
Just do Chinese. You know programming languages, Cody?
I do not. We had to program when I was in high school, and we made video games with it as an assignment, but I don't even remember what that was. It was like Junior C. C Junior. It was really awesome.
Oh, cool. Redo.
Do you know how to program, Mark?
Not yet, but maybe I will.
Okay, what are you going to program for us?
None of your business.
I can't just hang up. It would be rude.
I realized that I didn't have a lot of Yahoo Answers questions, so I just found another one. Anyway, user Celia asks, how
Celia's,
to
Celia
clear
disease.
Browsing history?
Very easy. But I kind of want to know what you were browsing, Celia disease.
Yeah, what? Oh, that's celiac. Like, are you making fun of people who can't process gluten?
No, I'm making fun of people who can't process Celia.
Bert says like Russian us. About the languages.
Good.
Jay says
so
alien.
Anyways.
And Bert says Python is the future. Okay, so I'm... Oh, just about that question. I'm in this class. It's a real throwaway class. It's like intro to Linux. Anyway, the professor literally said... Professor might be... I don't want anybody listening to this and feel offended, but professor might be... very generous. Anyway, she said, I don't know, something like, I don't know why, or I think the reason why the kids are all learning Python is because it sounds like a cool name.
It kind of does, though.
That's why people are learning to code Python? I'm not sure that that's true.
I totally agree with her. C sharp, C++ or whatever, that sounds lame.
Bert says it's an excellent scripting language. Are you reading these, Cody?
On and off. I try not to look at you too much. It's weird.
Okay. So clear browsing history. Did you help celiac disease?
No, Celia disease. Don't make fun of people with gluten insensitivities. Just throwing that back at you, okay? That's why I did it. You click history.
This is a...
And you click clear. Browsing history, but be careful with it, because when you go to your history and you try to clear things, you can clear from the beginning of time, and you can delete all of your saved passwords, any saved forms or anything like that. You can delete that all with just a couple clicks. So if you've been saving your credentials inside your browser, which I highly recommend against doing, you can take them out there.
Well, I mean, whatever. Cody doesn't like that. I don't save it there. I save it to LastPass, which is great because if someone cracks your one password, they can have all of them. All of your passwords.
That's very true.
So we'll see if that happens. User Anonymous will call Anthony asks.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you saying oh my gosh?
I don't know if you chose the name Anthony for a specific reason.
Okay. My eyebrows do not look good in this light on Twitch. I have to do something about that. I can pencil them in next time. What is the best sound card for your computer? I purchased a computer. That sound card sucks. I'm not sure if the card is built into the motherboard or not. Would an external sound card solve the issue?
It depends on... I don't know what they mean by sucks, because most audio these days is going to be going through USB and it's going to be digital. If they have like the 3.5 millimeter aux cord, that's fine too. But
unless you have a cell phone that does not allow you to plug in.
Ooh,
anything.
That's very true.
He's talking about a weird little adapter. He's throwing in an Android iPhone being pieces of shit.
But no, I would start with your headphones or your speakers and figure out what kind of interface they have and then go from there. There are some sound cards that have individual audio ports for every speaker, which could probably help. I don't think a better sound card will necessarily make your sound better, though.
Speaking of
with a new headset.
Speaking of sound cards, Jay said I should tattoo my eyebrows on. My grandma did that, and it didn't last very long.
It took me 20 years to realize that my mom just drew her eyebrows on. I didn't think that that was an actual thing that took place.
What? You didn't know that?
I didn't know people did that. She shaves them and she just draws them in with a little red crayon.
She shaves them?
Yeah. Well, she's got like blonde eyebrows, so it looks like she's friendly. I was going to say special, but that's mean.
That is mean. User Carmen asks, how can I use spacebar? As you can see, my spacebar doesn't work, period. Is there... Oh, well, there's a space there, so this is clearly a joke. Is there any other key I can use for a spacebar?
Like Mark said, clearly a joke. There is not. What I can recommend is using your on-screen keyboard.
Or underscore.
Yeah. No. Can you imagine typing an entire email? No, that would not.
Okay. I mean, you don't need another key. You just need to get a different keyboard.
Yes. So well, if it's on a laptop, then you're kind of in trouble. But most of the time, you can replace the keyboards on laptops. They're like really, really small. Easy to replace. It's a couple screws and a couple cables.
Yeah, unless it's a mechanical keyboard. Like Cody and I still can't figure out how to replace the switches on because it clacks so loud.
Yeah, he's got a really loud clacking keyboard. It's like,
well,
people know when he's typing halfway across the office. That's because you're pretty forceful with your keys too.
I don't know about that.
Strong fingers.
User Mon asks, I want to buy a printer. I don't have internet Wi-Fi. I do, however, have data in somewhat of a hotspot. Can I still use a printer?
Yes, just use USB. It's this weird interface that's being phased out, apparently, to all the youngins. You just plug it in. You could use serial.
That podcast.
Depending on how old your computer is.
Serial podcast.
No. It went over my head. I'm really sorry. I bet everyone else
Serial?
Here.
You never listen to Serial?
No.
Oh, okay.
I told you I listen to NPR. Is it on NPR, Mark?
Bert says blue mechanical switches. Yes, correct. No, it's not NPR. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that
most
if it's
podcasts
not on NPR,
are not on NPR.
I have not listened to it.
User Raj Veer asks, is it safe to keep an external hard drive close to a Wi-Fi router?
Yes, I do that at home.
You keep
it's
it close.
Fine. It's like it's not going to do anything.
The thing that's
What's
not
the worst
safe
that can
is
happen?
A hard drive can fail easier than a solid state. So you could get an external solid state or just an internal solid state. Solid state.
Yeah, but typically, if you're using an external hard drive, you're not accessing the data often. I have a NAS, I don't know how to say it, network attached storage in my house
Imgur.
With two 10 terabyte hard drives, and they're running 24/7, but they're green drives, so in theory they should last a little bit longer.
How's bragging camp going?
That wasn't bragging.
User Dottie asks.
Our server at work has 44 terabytes of data. I mean, it's mine's nothing.
User Dottie asks,
hey,
install a new CD drive?
Yeah, easy.
Just get an external one.
It?
Don't even worry about
it.
You don't need
definitely.
To install it. Unless you're on a laptop,
since,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you could find an internal CD drive. I think people would pay you to take internal CD drives off your hand because they're so awful.
Yeah,
just get an external one. They're like $30.
Yeah. User Anonymous.
Got a lot at work.
Who you named the anonymous person.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver asks, what does the people you may know mean on Facebook? Are they people that checked my profile?
No. I don't actually believe so. I believe it's people that you have similar interests with or similar friends with at most. But what's weird is that I have a fake work Facebook account and it keeps
fake
recommending
work?
Yes. Kind of like you do, but it's actually called our company name and I have everything blocked so people can't search me, but it's recommending all of our clients, which is really creeping me out. Oh, you know what? It could be people that search for you then.
Maybe.
Huh.
I don't know how Facebook
works. Facebook? I have not been on Facebook in a couple days, and I do not know now. I forgot it all.
After a couple days. You have to relearn it.
I can't remember what I did this weekend.
Okay. I'm still sick, everyone. User Flex asks, will my laptop be able to run Fortnite well? I haven't received it in the mail yet, so nope, not today it won't. That's why I'm asking. It's a Lenovo Gross that has 16 gigs of RAM, 1 terabyte solid state drive. That's a lot. And it has an i7 7th gen quad core. What do you guys think? Sounds like you got too much laptop. Around. You could have spent less money on a desktop that would do a better job of playing video games.
So the most important thing in that is the video card, and he did not say what it is, but I feel like he's trolling right now because I think any laptop that comes with a 1 terabyte SSD is likely going to have dedicated graphics. And he probably spent $2,000 on that machine, maybe $3,000, and he's just doing the little bragging thing.
Bragging camp.
Oh, is it going to run Fortnite?
User?
Anything can. Your phone can run Fortnite.
Yeah, but Fortnite's dead. Nobody plays that anymore. User Tanner asks, hey, Cody.
Hey, it's my brother.
Maybe. Remember when you and I played Fortnite a couple times with some randos?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're like, I'm never playing video games with you again.
I never played video games again after that. Okay. User Tanner, Cody's brother, asks, looking for a cheap gaming mouse. What is the best silent gaming mouse I can get for $30?
Silent. That's tough. I really do not know the best silent.
Why does it gotta be silent? Gaming mouse? What does it matter?
The only thing I think of is if he's trying to stream, and admittedly, my mouse, which it came with my laptop, it's supposed to be a gaming mouse, but like it's pretty loud when I click.
I got to figure out a better place for this camera. I feel like half the time people are looking at the back of my head.
No, they're just looking at the side of your face. You got to.
And my profile is not
Paul
good.
Paul Mitchell profile.
I don't know what that means. Bert says a Paul magic Mitchell mouse profile. And then puts an image that when I scroll over, it says Kappa. Twitch.
A magic mouse as in like an Apple magic mouse?
Or Disney.
Oh, true. Mickey Mouse.
User Cody T asks,
stop.
I want to make
it's
friends.
It's going to be the dumbest question in the world.
I want to make friends, period, question mark. Is there any websites that I could join to meet decent people, as in people that want to be nothing but friends and have conversations with? It could be sites, forums, etc. Cody?
Tinder, Grindr.
That's if you're
my
gay.
Yearbook.
No, you're all supposed to... this is supposed to be your big plug for the JCs.
I haven't been part of the JCs in a while.
You haven't gone at all?
No, it's kind of... I've got a meeting tomorrow, but I'm not really super affiliated with the group anymore. It's kind of died down just a little bit. I'm going to do stuff with them, but JCs, yeah, go to the JCs. Look up the JCs in your local area. You can find friends who don't want to rape you.
Okay, that got very dark.
If you go to Grindr or Tinder, that's what's going to happen.
That's how you know we're on the Halfway Network, because Cody brought up rape.
Oh, wow. That really makes me want to listen to their podcast.
Yep, you should. Halfway to Thundertown. Anywhere you get podcasts. I don't know. That's not a good plug. Let's see. That's the last Yahoo answer that I had. But it's a real one. It's not just making fun of Cody. So,
wait. That question?
Yeah. That was a real question.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, if people really wanted to know, just... I really don't know. I don't know how to make friends, what website
Where
to go
is,
to.
Did I close it? Oh, no. Here it is. Let's see here. Cody, what about Instagram?
Oh, so Instagram got some
fire,
pretty cool posts. It's like getting way too busy on Instagram. It's a lot of work for me to look
too
this up
busy.
Every week. Yeah, there's been 4 posts since our last episode, and there's been so many comments.
Whoa, we got a lot of stuff just by the way going on in Europe this week. I don't know why.
Do you think this S9J5 flower is real, or is that a bot?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to say S9J5. If you ever want to be on our podcast with your little flower power,
not a person
us.
That you just wondered if they're a bot or not. You want that person on the podcast?
Thinkers Direct says, nice. Probably a bot, but still, you can join us. Help Desk Miles. Thanks for having me on the show. You're very welcome. Help Desk Miles.
Didn't
Thank
someone
you for
say
on the show?
This post made me think or something like that? And it was not a post that would make you
yeah,
think.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We're not
oh,
there
sorry.
Yet. That's way.
That's
that
way.
Man, Jerry, 98. Wow, he is a child. No offense, Jerry. You're pretty young. I felt young, but not anymore. Very funny ones, plus awesome to see another guest on there at Help Desk Miles. He did a really great job too. He helped us, Miles. They went back and forth. Yeah, you guys are so great, isn't it? Blah, blah, blah. They were very nice to one another, very cordial. So that's what happened on that one. Then there was the official announcement, Halfway Network. We joined a network. Check out all the shows at halfwaynetwork.com.
What is that from?
This, what, Yahoo? Yahoo? No.
No.
What?
It's not Yahoo. Expedia?
.com? No, I don't know.
Something like that.
We got two weird posts on this one. One from a place called Halfway to Thunderstown podcast. It says, heck yeah, exclamation point. But then there's an alien and there's gas next to it. I assume it's an alien farting.
Maybe.
So I don't know if that's good or bad. Halfway Network, with you guys joining, we will finally have a good show on the network. They are so funny. They are so funny.
Yeah, no thanks to Cody, though.
Nope. Then Mark.
Me?
Mark did the 10-year challenge. So
oh, yeah.
No different.
420.
He's much better put together.
Me? Now?
His hair, got a beard as opposed to just the goatee.
Oh, yeah. I promoted that post too.
Selfless. Did you really?
Yeah. Shameless self-promotion is what I was trying to say there. I'm going to edit it so it sounds like I said the right thing. Fat Paws is now following us on Twitch. Don't know who that is. Thanks, Fat Paws.
Who is... Oh, they're probably Twitch bots. But what is... Who is Mamo Lenario 1?
I don't know what you're saying.
Mamo Lenari says heart... Is that your buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my friend, Angelo.
Angelo? His name is Michelangelo. He's a Ninja Turtle. Okay, get it right.
He goes by Angelo. Thank you, though, for correcting me on my friend's name. Go on.
Yep. I try to steal your friends all the time.
They say like harder I heart.
Yeah, this one is funny. I assume it's a bot. The Dark Truth TV said, this page made me
think. Yeah. Bert said, LMAO, I saw that post made me think comment today and lolled.
Yeah. I mean, the Get Live Views, if you ever want to be on our podcast, contact
us. Get Live Views.
We'll help you out. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the Dark Truth TV, I even went to the extent of researching their page and they seem legitimate and they're posting like really crazy stuff.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
I just, what do you call it? The things like government conspiracies.
Oh, so they're part of Halfway to Thundertown. No, the lights are dimming.
Oh no, I missed it. Oh, the 5-second delay did not help me out.
If you're watching on Twitch, I just had to get up and wave my hand at the motion sensor.
I watched. That was pretty darn exciting.
That's right.
So, does anyone want to ask any questions before Mark goes into his little area?
No, we don't give anybody who listens to us power over this podcast.
Yeah, but I want someone to ask about that beautiful painting.
And they got canceled. So, what about that, Cody?
Oh.
Oh, about this beautiful painting behind me? I painted that at Painting with a Twist one time.
It goes on forever, goes on that path.
I cannot explain. This is
the metaphor.
This is
metaphor.
How the lady told us to paint it. She, for some reason, told us to paint that the leaves in the trees are green and there's yellow and orange and red leaves on the ground, because that makes sense.
I just feel like it's a metaphor for your soul.
Bert has a question. How do I use spacebar?
So... Can you ban Bert, please?
No. Bert's like our only fan.
That's true.
Oh, five viewers. Heyo, up to five.
I really think that number's not real because mine says 3.
Mine says 5.
I'm just going to sign us up for a bot thing and you're going to have 1 million viewers and you're going to freak out.
They say 3 right now on the actual channel, but on the dashboard, it says 5. Now it says 3. 2 people dropped off. No. Don't go.
Oh, it was me. Sorry. Oh. I left to figure out this Fat Paws
guy. Cody, what do you think is the largest audience this past week? No, Michigan. Detroit is correct.
I said Michigan.
50 downloads in Detroit.
That was me.
You did not download 50 times.
That wasn't me.
We got some Canada. Psh, Canada.
Hey, we've got Canadian fans. We know some at work.
It's probably my family in Austin downloaded a bunch. Got some California. I'm over California. Who Who cares about that? Jamaica. Hey, 4 downloads in Kingston. Canada. I'm over the... What hemisphere is this? Western hemisphere? Yeah. We got Spain, Madrid. Somebody in Madrid. Somebody in France. Somebody, like a bunch of cities in the UK. What are these? Scotland. Troon, Scotland. Can you do a Scottish accent, Cody?
No, that'd be racist.
Nope. Not against white people. St. Neots, England. Weird. Don't know if that's correct. London. Let's see. Nobody in Scandinavia, so that's helpful. Germany, a few cities in Germany. Switzerland, where are these people coming from? Zurich? Nobody in all of Africa.
I think these are all hackers.
Maybe. The lady from the Philippines went to a different city and downloaded it. She's still doing it? I don't know if it's her or not.
Oh, you suck.
We had a bunch of cities in Australia. Toowong, Queensland, that's apparently a real place.
That does not
Bowen
sound
Mountain,
that
New South Wales. Newton, New South Wales. I don't know anything about Australia. Nobody in Japan. Questionable. Nobody in China. We had China last time, didn't we?
I do not remember.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that contribution.
Yeah, I try. Oh, I forgot. I'm no longer on Twitch. I got to get back on to boost your numbers.
Boost my ego is really all it is. 4 viewers. Russia has, quote, vending machines where you can buy Instagram followers, apparently.
Do they really?
I don't know. That's what Bert says. Bert's a compulsive liar, so we'll never know the truth.
Ban him.
Hey, Bert, when do you want to be on the podcast? Next week?
We're going to be doing this Tuesday. No, I'm out of town. No, I'm in town. I lied.
You're not going anywhere. You're just not going to be at work.
I'm gonna
Who does
a staycation.
That?
You had a staycation
Asshole.
Last time.
Let's see. I did listen to a new podcast this week. Did you, Cody?
Yes. It's new to... No. I listen to it all
this
the time.
This might
Sorry.
Only be a podcast that I like because I used to be religious and worked in churches, unfortunately. This podcast is called Mega.
Is it Mega Churches?
It's about mega churches, but it's like they're doing a podcast as if they actually work at a church. Like they're... people on staff at a church, but they're just making fun of it, which is hilarious to me.
I love it.
They have one of the singles ministry is called Flying Solo, and the youth group is called Climax.
Oh my gosh.
These are all things that Christians think are good ideas, so it's real funny.
Yeah. Christians like climaxing.
Oh, Bert says, I'm down. I'm going to bring some zest to this podcast. And then he said something mean about Miles that I'm not going to respond or repeat. And then he says, Purple Heart, you Miles. Miles, I don't think is on this.
Yeah, Purple Heart.
Oh, but that's a real thing. Like if you're in the military, Purple Heart. Anyway.
Aren't we podcasting with Miles in person too?
I'm not going to Indiana.
Wait, what about Bert? I don't remember where Bert lives.
Bert, where do you live? Cody, what is the podcast that you said you listen to? The new podcast that you said you listen to?
It's not a new podcast.
What is it? You don't have one?
Hold on. Hold on. It doesn't show the name. It just shows... Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, Bert's in Orlando. So, I mean, that'd be great. I would go to California. I would go to Florida. I know where Orlando is. Fuck you, Cody.
You need to get to sleep. It is way past
Disney World on Location podcast, Bert says.
I would love that. Can you get us in? Because it is really expensive.
Hey, Jay, how's it being 5:30? Got the whole night ahead of you.
Now that we know exactly where he lives.
Did I tell you that, Cody?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't only tell me it. You sent me the whole screenshot conversation.
Jay says it's going pretty good.
Yeah, I was very confused because I had to ask and reiterate, like, do they live in several different places? And then you had to explain, no, they live in a really weird city that got broken up. This and that.
A really weird
Sorry
city? I didn't say that
it.
Part.
You did too.
I did not say a really weird city.
You said...
Prove it.
Okay, maybe Jay said it.
I don't know about that.
I feel like someone called something weird.
I'm going to edit out when I just said, I guess. Because you said something over it.
Oh, it doesn't say weird. It doesn't say weird. Sorry for calling your place weird. My bad.
It might be weird. A shit river runs through it, Jay says.
Oh, my gosh. His life sounds so exciting.
Hey, so, Cody, what podcasts are you going to listen to this week? Is it one that's Mega? On the same network as us?
I'm going to listen to Mega. The same network as us. What network would that be?
I'm not going to repeat it if you don't know.
I'm going to listen to You, Me, and Bad Photos for.
It hasn't posted an episode yet.
What? No file. I can't click it.
Oh, that, I mean, no. That's not running for any of us yet. Shit River Network.
Oh.
You should listen to Halfway to Thundertown. If you like true crime, conspiracy, improv, drunk people.
It's pretty exciting.
Bert says y'all should have a listen to tech stuff. I don't take advice from people who say y'all.
He's saying y'all out of respect.
All y'all.
He thinks that we are y'all.
Okay, well, Cody, you have your assignment to listen to Halfway to Thundertown.
I'm going to listen to Bad Photos.
I don't know when they're posting their episode.
I'm going to call them right now. I'm going to tell them to post it.
Bert is down for drunk people who have committed true crime. That's half the people on Halfway to Thundertown, so that sounds fair.
Oh my golly gee.
I keep moving this mouse, which is only obviously on one laptop, on the other laptop. I keep trying to move it.
Do you want to show everyone your setup? It's pretty incredible.
Not really. They can see my mic and some little light over here.
He's got like six devices there. He's got a TV to the left of him.
This one.
Oh, that's the Binding of Isaac emoji.
When I hover over it, it says Bible Thump.
How did you find Bible Thump?
I don't
Thump?
Know. It was one on the list when I just looked at
what
it.
What did you type in? Bible?
No, I clicked the icon for the people, for the little face. And it's like the first... It's like seven lines down. Anyway, this has nothing to do with Hope Does Nightmare. So you've been listening to Cody ramble for no reason. Hope Does Nightmare is not goodbye yet. Go to our website. What's our website, Cody?
I'm not recording anymore.
Oh, Cody's not recording anymore.
Okay, I'm back recording.
So now he's going to record again.
What is our website? Is halfwaytothundertown.com?
Nope, that's not ours, but you can go to that.
I keep screwing this up.
And that's also not their podcast. They're not their website either.
It's half HW.
What? No. Helpdesknightmares.com, halfwaynetwork.com if you want to see the other shows. And Cody's going to listen to Halfway to Thundertown this week. They're starting soon. They're going to do.
Yeah, I had it.
Jim Jones, I think.
You want to fight me? HWTTT.
I'm going to move that back. So that's not going to be the end because that's a weird ending.
For me to say HWTTT?
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to be the end. See you, Twitch people. Also, Bert, hit us up next week, probably whenever, Tuesday. I don't know. I'll message you on Instagram.
I'm down for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Bert said y'all again. Banned. Lifetime ban.
Yep, banned him. I banned him.